Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Custer County Sheriff Dan Osmond with Deputy Trey Gilligan. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I guess we can start right off by just kind of introducing our subject today, and it's something that I know you two see probably way more often than you would like, and this is a campaign called Put the Phone Away or Pay. I guess out of the gate, when people hear that name, what do you want them to take away from it immediately? It's pretty straightforward.
I think it's just a time frame for people to understand the importance of not using your phone while you're driving. It's a pretty dangerous situation, and we're just taking part in this to help bolster that, so people just understand that we're doing it out of safety. We're not trying to cause you to pay, but we want you to think about it.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, the title of the campaign really catches your ear, and sometimes that's what we need. All humans react to things in a different way. You know, some of us hear something and we're like, you know what, I probably should think a little bit more about that. And some of us have to be pulled over in order to be reminded about that. Every human is different. But what this comes down to is that Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, all the way through the following Monday is when this is running, right?
Correct. The 9th through the 13th.
Okay. And so this is grant money paying for some extra hours to increase the hours that you're able to work, which means more of a presence, which means you're going to be looking out for this a little bit more, right? And it's something that you're always looking for when you're pulling people over too, maybe as a little extra reminder.
Yeah, I mean, the state's given us money to put more officers on the streets. And with that, they do want to see some results from us as why they're giving us money. They're giving us a little bit over $4,500. And 72 hours in overtime. So, and that doesn't include our normal 40-hour work week. That's 72 hours for us to work after that. So there's going to be more officers on the streets. Not only are we going to be enforcing the cell phone usage, it's going to be all traffic violations.
And a lot of the time, the cell phone use can lead to other traffic violations, which then brings them into a situation where they're interacting with you. And then you can have that conversation about the cell phone use. I'm sure each of you have been on accident scenes throughout your careers that could have been avoided. And I think it goes without saying that an accident avoided and being able to be reminded that that cell phone can cause an accident, it's better to have that conversation now rather than after you have an accident with another person, injure somebody, or God forbid, take somebody's life, right?
Absolutely. That's kind of like what I said earlier. It's just, it's about the safety part of it. You know, we're trying to prevent that accident from happening. We're trying to keep you safe from somebody else using their cell phone. You know, a lot of times that's what happens is somebody's doing that distracted driving and they cause an accident that hurts somebody else, you know, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. That's our goal.
This might be kind of a tough question on the fly, but it kind of popped into my mind a little bit. What are some things that people can do to remove that distraction from themselves? What are maybe some things you've seen people do, or maybe some suggestions that you have heard of where people can not be tempted to pick up their phone? Because like we were talking about before we turned on the mics, they're an everyday part of our life. There's so many functions of everyday life that have to do with our phone. But those functions shouldn't be a part of driving down the road. How do we remove ourselves from that?
I guess the big thing, especially with like these newer vehicles, is you got the wire or hands-free. I know a lot of people use that with a lot of our new patrol units. It's all hands-free. Doesn't really go along with the texting, but it's more of the talking on the phone. I guess simple fact is you just, if you got to text somebody, you just got to pull over or find the appropriate time to do it.
I know there's some phones that can detect when you're moving a speed that is faster than walking or running, and it'll automatically send a text message back to someone who texts you. that says, I'm driving right now. I'll text you when I get to my destination. That's something I've heard about. I don't know if we all know how to activate it on our phones, but it might be something worth looking into. Or like talk to text. If anything, it's entertainment, so you can see how badly that your text was interpreted when you get to your destination, because those things are kind of hard to read anyway. But hey, if a hard to read text message means that you get to your destination without hurting yourself or somebody else, I think that's an easy trade-off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've heard of people like, you know, put your phone in the trunk and then get your phone out when you get to where you're going and stuff like that. But it really, it just comes down to discipline. I mean, there's no text message that you're going to get that's so important that it can't wait till you get to your destination, right? I mean, and we just have to, you know, retrain our brains back to the days when maybe we just had a landline phone and somebody had to leave a message on your answering machine. You know, you still survived then, so you can survive a trip in your car without being on your phone.
And you'd like to think if there was an emergency someone was trying to get a hold of you for, that would maybe come via a phone call rather than a text message. Now, we live in a world where we're ending 5-year relationships with our loved ones over text message, you know. I mean, there are wild things that get sent via text message this day, but probably an emergency is going to come via a cell phone call, which you can pick up over your car's speaker system. So, yeah.
I just don't think people truly understand, you know, just how, when they aren't paying attention to the road, what they're missing, you know, and that's the problem. So
I don't know the statistics off the top of my head, but when you're going 65 miles an hour down the highway and your eyes are off of the road for even a split second, your ability to stop slows down by several hundred feet. And even if you're following at a safe distance, which is a few car lengths behind the car in front of you, that distance can close pretty quickly when the car in front of you hits their brakes for something in the road. Mm-hmm. You're meeting the back bumper of that car in front of you pretty quickly.
Yeah, I actually got something on here. And this is from NDOT. And it says on here that people who use their phones while driving are 240% more likely to be in a crash. And it says at 55 mile an hour, sending or reading a text takes your eyes off the road for approximately 5 seconds. And that is about the length of a football field.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah, you're not going to get stopped.
No.
That's a long ways to travel. And like I said, it's just, we're trying to bring awareness to it. And, you know, our goal is to make the roads safer. And this is one of the ways that we can do it with the overtime money that's granted, that's paid for by the state. So allows us to take a proactive approach to it rather than reactive. And that's why we're doing it.
Certainly. And I know that folks, when you go out Thursday through Monday and you see this increased presence of the Custer County Sheriff's Department, if you've heard this conversation before that, you'll hopefully be in a position where you can feel pretty good about yourself having both hands on the wheel and your eyes up and through the windshield paying attention when you see those patrol vehicles.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you think you're not being obvious or not, that throw of the cell phone into the passenger seat, these two guys sitting in front of me have probably seen that a time or two, so you're probably not fooling them.
It's pretty easy to tell.
Anything we didn't touch on the subject, guys, that you wanted to let everyone know about, or are we sitting pretty with it?
I think we're good.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much to the Custer County Sheriff's Office for coming and speaking with us today. Again, this is Put the Phone Away or Pay, a campaign that will see extra patrol from the Custer County Sheriff's Office Thursday through Monday. So put those phones down, not only during that time, but certainly in the future, and prevent injury from yourself or for those around you.